My husband Harold likes to ask kids, "What age do you think you have to be before you're old?" He gets answers all the way from 50 to 100. "I suppose we're really not old until we reach the age when God has no more for us to do here." Harold sometimes says, "God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things, and right now I'm so far behind, I'm sure I will never die." We never want to think of ourselves as being old. If gray hair means a person is old, I suppose I'm old. In recent days, however, I've realized it's time to give some serious thought to what else I want to accomplish while I'm still on this earth. The night my dad went to be with the Lord, he asked Harold to read Psalm 71 to him. Verse 18 says, "So even to your old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation." My dad, who was 89, asked, "Harold, do you think I've done that?" Frankly, Harold was surprised at the very question. My dad was never one to ask for affirmation. Harold quickly responded, "If anyone has ever done that, Pop, you have," for he had been in active ministry nearly 75 years. A few hours later, he was safe in the arms of Jesus. On this journey into grace that we're on, there will come a day when each of us will come to our destination. Before I get there, though, I, for one, want to have taken every opportunity to proclaim God's might and power to the next generation. That means I've still got work to do. Words to write, people to influence, nudges from God to obey. Do you feel the same way? As songwriter John Moore wrote, "May all who come behind us find us faithful."
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.